your basement.
I was disoriented that you said that.
I welcomed you to your own house.
And if you're welcoming our podcasters to your basement.
Well, welcome podcast listeners to Thomas's basement. Thomas and Maddie recently moved into a new home, and we used to record the podcast at Thomas's house two houses ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think a couple of times we recorded an episode on your back porch in the intervening house.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to record at the Nest every Friday afternoon.
Yeah. Wow, we did record on Fridays, didn't we?
Yeah,
we recorded. When did we put it out? The next Thursday?
Couldn't say. I don't really remember what I had for lunch yesterday.
Good point.
But yeah, so, but now we're in the basement of your new house. This is fun.
Hmm.
We went from the Nest to the base.
To the base.
One of my favorite things about your new house is that you have this fenced-in backyard. I'm going to tell you about your house.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, telling the listener. It's like in those movies where there's a character that just like will ask questions so that another character will explain plot things to you.
Yeah. I need that character. So bad.
You need the obvious plot pointing out character.
It's the character who's the audience.
Yeah,
there's in Fantastic Beasts, it's Wolowitz or whatever his name is.
Yeah, it's like, what do you mean the CIA? That stands for the Central Intelligence Agency, John.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You need that character. Jacob,
what's the guy's name?
Jacob,
it's with a W.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, he's a great
character. He's great, but he's exactly what I need.
He's wonderful.
He's me, but way funnier. And gets to use a wand. And
you
I
can
don't.
Both bake.
I can't bake.
You can bake, T. I've had your bagels. They're fantastic.
Yeah, but I make bagels. Are you baker if you make bagels once a year?
I miss your bagels.
I know.
It's bake time, buddy. But one of the things I love about Thomas and Maddie's new house and Jude's new house is that they have this fenced-in backyard. And for those that are uninitiated or don't know it, they have... This family has a dog that is so fast.
She's very fast.
Like, she is... She's like a D1 cornerback. She's like a...
Her ears perked up because she knows you're talking. Or they pulled back because she knows you're talking.
Yeah, Dobby is so fast. And every single morning, Thomas lets her out into the backyard to chase this squirrel. And every day, it's the same video.
Yeah.
Like, you probably have 30 of the same video.
I record it every day at the off chance that she's going to catch it.
But today, she chases it into the front right corner of the fence. The squirrel climbs up the fence and then runs along the top of the fence like a parkour. It's like the opening scene of the first Daniel Craig James Bond movie.
If I played the movie right now and held the audio up to the phone, you could picture it perfectly. Because it's like door opens, you hear a dog sprint, then you hear...
Yeah. So what I want to... I want you to cut it together one day with like the James Bond music.
It's
that
her,
would be so cool.
It's her ministry.
But today, Dobby is chasing the squirrels. The squirrel parkours at the top of the fence, like James Bond running at the top of those buildings. And Dobby absolutely body checked into the fence.
I'll just do this.
Are you ready to go do your ministry? Hey, you can do it, okay?
Body check.
She tries to jump the fence, and it's a 6 foot tall wooden fence.
What's hilarious is there's only, which Thomas laughs pretty good when Dobby slams into the fence right there. There's only one other being that has slammed into a fence harder that made Thomas laugh harder.
Stop. Actually, it's true. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. It felt like, I feel like a kid on Christmas Day when that moment happened. Kris Kringle might as well have been like scurrying down my chimney. Like that thing right there filled with Santa. Y'all, have we never told this story before?
Oh, no. We've told it before, but yeah, we're at a church softball game and Thomas, like, I'm going for a pop fly.
I'm playing left center, at least playing right center, I think. Or the opposite, right center and left center. I think I was playing right center. You're playing left center.
And the ball's going back, but I'm not looking at where the fence is. I'm sprinting
like with my head up in the air watching the ball, and I'm thinking this thing's going to fall in the park. It most definitely wasn't. It was definitely a home run. And Thomas is just going, back, back, back. And I, when I tell you guys, I sprinted full tilt into a 9-foot tall chain link fence. And I mean, it was full sprint. And I hit that thing like metal chain link fence.
Trampolined him.
Yeah, it looked like a trampoline. It slung me back, and I landed on my back on the grass 8 feet away from the fence.
Oh, I mean, because it went the way it did, it's hilarious. If you would have hit a pole, we would have been in the hospital.
I would have been dead. I would have split my head open. We would have been, it would have been this, everybody would have been telling stories at my funeral.
Yeah. Oh, no.
6 years ago? Was that 6 years ago?
Yeah. 5 years ago? 5 or 6 years ago.
Unbelievable. I've never
seen anything.
I've like never that. Seen Thomas laugh harder.
I've played baseball my whole life. I've never seen that.
Well, because no one has ever said to one of their teammates, back, back, well,
it's
back.
It's tough. Okay, tonight, it's tough to be looking up at the ball, tracking. And I wasn't lying. The ball was going deeper.
Oh, you were.
Hey, like, there is a, if the thought in your head is, Thomas did this to me on purpose, that's not true. It was a total miscalculation. If you literally think, in my brain, I had enough time to think, let me keep yelling back until Lee catapults off the fence. Like, because I've never seen that. I didn't know that would happen.
It was like a medieval trebuchet. I went flying back into the grass. Oof. Like, the only thing that could have made it better is if there had been like like old school, like Warner Brothers sound effects of boing, like yahoo. Oh,
man.
It was crazy. Welcome to Ancient and New. Welcome to the basement. This is a podcast where Thomas and I are going to talk about some scriptures and our journey with Jesus and our friendship with him. And Thomas is going to kick us off, I think, with some scripture.
We've done away with rotating.
We stopped rotating long ago. Dude, I am covered in Dobby's fur.
Oh, look at her. Gosh. She's sorry.
Dobby.
She's sorry about it. She looks. She's so sad that
she's
you got
just
covered
a
in
dog.
Her fur.
Where are we going in the script?
I think Psalm 103.
Okay,
it was too good to pass up.
It's like a hitchhiker that you really, really love.
Yeah,
you're like, oh,
I probably have done
car,
this.
Buddy.
I've probably done something from this psalm 3 times on this podcast. I would guess
it's worth it. I got to change the font size on this.
Oh no! Did you forget your glasses?
I've got them.
Okay, good. I was worried about you. Well.
Oh, that's still better anyway.
Okay.
Psalm 103.
I don't know if we have time for me to read the whole thing. I would. I should just read it and not talk about it, and just we'll move on to you. That's how I felt. That's how I feel. I did do a little different thing with this morning. It's kind of like, your tail starts wagging. It's like, oh, I get to read that one today. Like, before I read it, you know what I mean? Like, because it's just so good. It's just so good. So I'll do this, and then we'll talk about the thing I did. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. Okay, so it's good. We could land anywhere in that, but I did like a verb check.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I did like a,
oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I did like the,
go through and list all the verbs.
Yeah. All the to be's or
yeah.
is or, was or whatever. And I just was, it's a really fun one to do that with. You know what I mean? Cause I think there's so many times in our life that, when you go through a season, you do something hard, whatever, and it's easy to lose sight of the Lord and the truth about him. And if scripture's true, he always was, always is, always will be who he says he is. He doesn't change, which is really cool. I don't remember exactly where it is, but there's one that says he's not like humans. He will not lie. He doesn't lie, which I think is so cool. So like, if you take all that and put it in a spot, and then just to have that in your memory, like if I could program, which I don't know, I think I'm better at 29 than I was certainly at 16, certainly at 25, but like just as a, okay, these are things that I'm never going to flex on spiritually because I know these things factually. Like I know the Lord, he's always who he has always been. He just is. He hasn't changed.
Yeah.
And I know that he's not going to lie. So like, if I know those things are true and I can't, and like, if I can write those in my memory and fall back on those, like if I can get to a place where I say, whatever the circumstance is, I can, no matter what, I know these things are true. Then also stuff like this is true. Okay. So you know what I mean? Like, hold on, but just for a second.
It's like, you're doing like a transitive, like the transitive property of,
Of
theology.
Yeah. It's not one of these things where like, I'm making slants either. I'm not saying like, okay, because this is true in scriptures and because the Lord is this way, and even though he may say this thing, it's probably not what he really means because I just can't see it. It's like, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, no, this is just like, this is a straight line, right? Like he is who he is. He doesn't lie. He's not changing. So these things that say he is this, it's like, okay, I can't, there's not a way that I can squint and say like, this is off. Right. Like, so, okay. Redeems your life from the pit, crowns you with love and compassion, satisfies your desires with good things. I don't really know. Although I consider myself an amateur ornithologist, I don't super know. The youth is renewed like the eagles. I was trying to come up with that in my head today. I was like, what? I don't fully understand that. So I'm not going to sit here and say like, I know exactly what that means. You know what I mean? Like, but some of these things I can just clearly point out. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. That's really cool. It's just like, I think that's a little nugget there for David and his people. Like, remember these things, which he always does, which I think is really cool. Okay. Is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. Okay. Those are things I can know for a fact. These are true about the Lord. Whatever my circumstances are or whatever I'm going through, I can come back to this and say, I know this is true. It's not because he's mad at me or frustrated with me.
Right.
He's compassionate and gracious. He's slow to anger. He's abounding in love.
That's okay. Cool.
He's not angry with me because he's not. Because right here, he will not always confuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. Really cool. Like, he's not holding a grudge with me.
Nice.
I'm a sinful person. He's not holding a grudge with me about it. That's awesome. He doesn't treat us as our sin deserves. There you go. That's freaking sick, man. Like, you're going through a hard season and your first thought is, he must be mad at me because of whatever. I must be being punished for whatever. Mm. Nope. There you go. Or repay us according to our iniquities. There you go. Yeah. He's not holding it over us and he's not getting mad at us. Yeah,
you don't get, he's not looking for a chance to have get back.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Okay, just to keep going. As high as the heavens are above the earth, which like, that could mean sky, whatever, or like, whatever. Like as high as that is above the earth, which it keeps going on and on and on forever and ever and ever. I guess, I don't really know that factually. So great is his love for those who fear him. Like, it is that way. His love for us is infinite and expanding always, which I think is so cool. As far as the east is from the west, so far as has he removed our transgressions from us. It just doesn't, like, it doesn't even work. Like, it's just David saying, like, here are these, like, infinite spaces.
Yeah.
And
that's cool.
God's love fills that for us.
And his forgiveness.
And his forgiveness fills that for us. I think it's awesome. This is a place where my tail wags. When I get to Psalm 103, I feel like it would be it would just be unfair if I, you know, if, knowing that I read this and it filled me like crazy to not share this. So anyways.
A couple things. I'm glad your tail is wagging because this is so, weird, but like when I looked over, I thought, oh my gosh, Dobby looks like she's dead.
Yeah, when, like, when she goes so hard that when she's ready to be done, she's
yeah.
Done.
When she naps, like she looks, it's like the. Oh, there goes her eyes opening. She's thank goodness, Dobby.
Talking about
is there? Oh, good. You're good. Okay. I was like, oh gosh,
what?
She's dead. The couch is her sarcophagus.
Dobby's a free dog.
Yeah, bless her heart. I'm glad your tail's wagging. I think this is really cool because your it's almost like a checklist of the things that your emotions would tell you when you start to beat yourself up.
Mm.
Like when shame starts to connect dots for you,
mm-hmm.
you should go here.
Yeah.
To this list. It's like, and I liked what you said about like, there are certain things I know about the Lord. They're not going to change. Therefore these things are true. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so kind. Like the thing that, the sentence that really got me this time was just that he doesn't repay us according to our iniquities. He doesn't pay us back. When I was a kid,
yeah.
there was a phrase my dad used to always say, which was, he used to always say, don't get mad, get even.
Mm.
And that was supposed to be like the height of maturity. You know, yes. It's like immature people get mad. Mature people, they just get you back.
They just get you back.
It's like a mafia boss or something like that. It's like the height of self-control is to be like a mafia boss. Mm. And just to look at the Lord, like not only does he not rage, but he doesn't even get even with you. Like you're just forgiven.
Yeah.
You're good. That is really sweet.
Cool.
I want to go back to, a Christmas, verse.
What if I just said, you can't do that, man. It's April or it's May. I'd be wrong.
Luke chapter 1.
Oh,
let's go to Luke chapter 1. So this is before Jesus is born. Before Jesus was born, his cousin, John the Baptist, was born.
JTB.
Yes, and before John the Baptist was born, an angel appeared to a priest named Zechariah and told him, you're going to have this baby. Mm. Your wife is going to have this baby. Your prayers have been answered. And Zechariah was like, how am I supposed to know that this is going to happen? And the angel's like, look, man, I'm an angel. I stand in the presence of God. And I don't know what else you need. But as a result, I don't think you need to be talking to anybody for a while.
Right.
You just need to, you need to take a break. So he is silent and deaf for the rest of his wife's pregnancy.
Mm.
And there was one thing that the angel had said, which was that you're going to have this baby. This baby's going to be a blessing to Israel. It's going to usher in the Messiah, all that stuff. And you're going to call him John, which is it's a name that means like the grace of God. That's what his name meant. And so, Zechariah comes out of the temple and is silent, can't hear, can't speak. And they're like, wow, what has happened? Anyway, so Elizabeth gets pregnant, and then has the baby. When the baby is born, I'll just read it. Okay. It says this. After the baby's born, it said, this is Luke chapter 1, verse 59. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, no, he is to be called John. And they said to her, there's no one among your relatives who has that name. So they would just name people after, you know, some relative all the time. Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. Zechariah can't hear, and he can't speak. So they're signing to him. He asked for a writing tablet. And to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, his name is John. Immediately his mouth was open, his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. So everybody's like, wow, this is crazy. Here's what I want to point out. What Elizabeth said to them was, he is to be called John, which is like, we're going to name him John. And on his naming day, and they're like, everybody's like, no, you can't name him John. You don't even have any relatives named that. When they asked Zechariah about it, he didn't write on the tablet, we're going to name him John. He didn't write, we're going to call him John. He is going to be called John. What he wrote was, his name is John. Like, it's settled.
Yeah.
It's done. It's not something that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. He is John. Like, there is a there's a finality to the way that he says that, that there's something that strikes me about that. It's just a striking thing that he's saying, like, no, it's, I'm not telling you what we're going to do. I'm not telling you who the kid is going to be. I'm telling you he is this. It's over. It's settled. And the thing that struck me as I read this was, I think that we need to do that a lot. I think that we need to settle things.
Hmm.
And this is actually related back to what you were talking about. There needs to be, I think even like using what you gave us from Psalm 103 as an example, like I'm not going to mess around with shame. I'm going to say, like, when I start to feel ashamed, I'm going to say, I am shame free.
Yes.
Shame is over.
Yeah.
His name is John.
Yes.
It's settled. Yes. We're not debating this. We're not waiting. We're not considering our options. We're not looking at a baby name book. He is John.
Yeah.
I am free of shame. I am, I am forgiven. I am God's kid.
Hmm.
I am part of this family.
Yeah.
Like, that's, that we need to, there are some things in our life that we need to settle and speak with more finality about.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's awesome. And I like what you're saying is, I feel like I've talked about this a little bit lately, but I'm somebody in my life who likes to learn. Like, I like finding out about things. I like researching and
no one Wikipedia is more than Thomas.
Yeah. I mean, like, I like to have a mediocre knowledge of a lot of things.
Like, if I was to say right now, like, oh dude, I saw an article this week that like people have this crazy, like, film capture of like a UFO. Like, probably there's a part of your brain that's like, I'm going to go Wikipedia UFOs and I'm going to go see the history of them.
Yeah.
Like, that's because that's who you are. It's like, you're like, Mr. Learn It.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's learn enough to be able to have a conversation, which, like, some people call that being a salesman. I don't think.
Jack of all trades?
Master of none. I would absolutely say that about me. I'm a master of nothing.
Dude, come on.
No, dude, come on. I'm fine with it. I know who I am. I'm not a salesman, though, I will say that.
For the rest of the episode, I'm going to drop stuff and see what you, and find out later what you Wikipedia'd, because it piqued your interest.
Jeez. The answer is everything. Everything I can possibly remember. But, okay, where was I going with that? Oh, okay, cool. So, like, I think it's important in our life to, like, if you're sitting here and you're like, man, shame is something I have struggled with my whole life. It, like, hey, me too. Also Lee too. Like, we're people who have fought that. And nobody, and not that either of us are masters of that, because it's not true. I still feel shame on a time-by-time basis. Like, it happens. But I do feel like I've grown because of that. Like, I've grown and I'm not at a place I used to be with that, right? Like, I don't get tanked by it like I used to. But I've had to work really hard for that. And, it's just because, a pileated woodpecker just flew right at the window.
Serious?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was flying right for us.
They're so huge.
They're huge, man. Gigantic. And I like
they're
John's
like prehistoric beast.
Zechariah is such a cool example.
Yeah.
Because he's somebody who, like, I mean, just in a 9-month period, went from, like, uncertain to not being able to speak to, like, no, this is it. I'm due. And, like, part of it was, nice. Like, yeah, you spent 9 months not speaking, so you had to think about it a lot. And you also had an encounter with an angel. And you probably one of those, like, hindsight things of, like, wow, I probably would have done that differently if I was a little bit more prepared. And yeah. I would still be speaking today.
Right.
But he's somebody who had to grow. And
yeah, that's good.
And he did. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't settle with, like, shakiness. He went with, like you're saying, he is called John. That's it.
Yep.
That's his name. His name is John. That's what his name is.
Yes.
And I just like, I think we do this as just for a lot of fun, you know, for us, and we have friends who like it, whatever. Our hope is that this is helpful in some way to somebody somewhere. And for me, I've learned in my life, like, if I want to understand or grow in something, I'm going to have to work for it a little bit. Yeah. And when I think about just what we've talked about today and like what you were saying with shame, like taking something like Psalm 103 and putting it to practice, it, like the reps and the work of doing that have led me to being someone who is less shame filled. It's worked.
Yeah.
Like the scripture is active and breathing. Yeah. It works. Yeah. Like following Jesus works. Like growing and walking with him works. I'm a different person.
Right.
I'm not somebody anymore who is tongue tied and deaf and can't speak. But like, I know this is, I mean, that's kind of like a cheeky or like a little bit of a cheesy thing to say, but I can look at myself and say like, wow, I don't struggle with the same things I used to. Wow, I'm not as shame-filled as I used to be.
Or at least not in the same way.
And not in the same way. And I'm a lot more keen to him now. When I do find myself filled with shame, I can work the steps and get to the place where I know, wait, this is what I actually believe.
Right.
Anyways, I'm just saying like, if you're in your walk and you feel stagnant or you feel like, man, I've never grown through this, I would bet the answer is not never. I would also say, like, keep going. You could do it.
Yeah. I think, you know, and taking a survey of your own life and heart and deciding, there are some things that I need to settle.
Yes.
And I'm gonna get, and maybe I'll ask my really good friends, or maybe I'll ask my wife, or maybe I'll ask, you know, people I work with, what are some things that, like, it's time. Mm-hmm. I need to settle this.
Yes.
There's this really great moment at, after the crucifixion, some of the religious leaders go to the governor Pilate and they're like, we don't like that sign that you put over on the cross where you wrote, you know, Jesus Christ, King of the Jews. We want you to modify it to where it says, that he said he was the King of the Jews. And Pilate, who's been just so wishy-washy and such a chicken this whole time, just looks them dead in the eye and says, what I have written, I have written. It's settled. It's over. And then Zechariah saying, his name is John. Like, there's some things I need to settle.
Do you think he went and had a cigarette with Herod after that?
They did become friends after the trial.
Not being friends at all. They bonded over the humiliation of our Lord
they
Jesus.
Did. I'm going to say a couple things, and I'm going to find out later today what you Wikipedia'd.
Okay.
The Colossus of Rhodes. The first day lineup of Woodstock. Like Woodstock lineup day one. Let's see. The life of F. Scott Fitzgerald before writing The Great Gatsby. You're one of those guys that likes The Great Gatsby.
Love The Great Gatsby. We don't have to brag about this.
What else? I was trying to think of a plant that you might not know, but that's not going to...
Maybe.
The Loch Ness Monster. You're not interested in...
Well, I've just probably read everything I can.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah. Nessie.
Our underwater ally?
Our underwater ally.
That's
Marshall.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, yeah. No, I was thinking, yeah. Oh,
is Marshall interested in...
Yeah, don't you remember that they go to their plan is to go on their honeymoon, and he wants to go on their honeymoon to... Yeah.
All right. The most successful backup quarterback that never became a starter.
Wow.
I just want to see what you Wikipedia later. Okay, people, pulse the straw poll bets are in.
You know who my guess is for that?
Who?
Charlie Whitehurst.
Wow.
That's my guess. If I had to guess.
This is a conversation I wish Potsy was in.
Yeah, I mean, that's from a 29-year-old's perspective.
Yeah.
Like, I think he lingered on NFL rosters for, like, 12 years.
How did Eric Ainge do? Being serious. I know I mess with Eric Ainge a lot, but...
I think he had, like, a 3 or 4 year career.
Casey Klaassen?
No, I don't know if he ever played in the NFL.
Really?
Yeah, he never had a great arm. He was very slow.
Okay.
But he won.
Yeah.
Ainge, yeah, Ainge is interesting.
Well, folks...
Yeah, I think I just need to say this. Cause I feel like Eric Ainge is probably the type of person who would hear that we said his name on a podcast. And I want to be clear that for a long time, he was my favorite Tennessee quarterback.
Yeah. You're a big Ainge guy.
Yeah, but also, I think I've heard that he was hired by the Jets to, like, teach Mark Sanchez to play quarterback. And, like, to know, like, to, yeah, to like, yeah, teach him knowledge.
Wow.
And then he butt fumbled. It's the worst play in NFL history.
Mark Sanchez?
You didn't remember the butt fumble?
No.
You have to look that up now.
ESPN, wait, are you going to Wikipedia that as soon as we're done?
No, I've seen it a million times. Because, you know, they used to do the not top 10. So it's top 10 plays of the week, but Friday it's not top 10. Worst 10 plays of the week.
Yeah.
And they used to have in the top 10 and the not top 10, it was the number one play, and it would be voted on, and it stayed. And every week there was a competition to see who would try to dethrone it. And they had to retire the butt fumble because they were like, we can't keep doing this. Because it was like a year and a half of like, every Friday we're going to show the butt fumble again. It's the worst NFL play I've ever seen, other than the Colts fake punt or the fake punt against the Colts years ago. Real life con men?
Yeah.
Ooh. That sounds fun.
Wow, I got him.
Yeah, that one.
I got him. Folks, I don't know if Eric Ainge is listening to this episode, but if you are, Eric, thanks for all you've done for the Vols.
Yes, really, seriously.
Guys, I'm Lee.
I'm Thomas.
This has been Ancient and New. Mm-hmm. In the basement. You're seeking sacrifice. Or for me to act like everything's alright. You are looking for a lie, where I pretend that there are no tears in my eyes. So I will cast my cares on you. And
discover once again your love is real.